According to a budget summary of Governor Walker's two-year spending plan, health insurance for the poor has propelled Medicaid to an unsustainable rate of growth. About one in five Wisconsin residents are on Medicaid or Badger Care, says Bobby Peterson of ABC for Health. He heads a public interest law firm that helps people find coverage.
Over the past decade, hundreds of thousands more have been touched by the program because they've been on Badger Care temporarily between jobs. They needed it because they were laid off or having a rough patch. Now they're on private insurance again. It was an important safety net for people.
Governor Walker's budget calls for $500 million in cuts to shore up Medicaid, but it doesn't spell out how much of those savings would come from eligibility changes, benefit limits, or higher premiums. John Peacock from Wisconsin Council on Children and Families says that's because of a budget repair provision that, if approved, would allow the Secretary of Health Services to decide such things instead of the entire legislature.
Decisions that affect the Medicaid program would be turned over to an unelected state official. We think that's undemocratic and is going to really shut the public out of the process of being involved in that decision-making.
Under the budget proposal, patients would face modest copays and premiums. The Wisconsin Council on Children and Families is concerned any substantial increase would be a barrier to getting Badger Care.
People living paycheck to paycheck often can't afford those increased costs. Many of them are either going to have to drop out of the program and rely primarily on emergency rooms as their chief source of care, which is going to cost all of us more in the long run.
Last year, the long waiting list to get on Badger Care for childless adults prompted the state to start a limited benefits plan called BASIC. 57-year-old Sharon Salaturo from Kenosha has had such coverage for a year and a half after losing her job. Now she fears she might lose that health coverage.
I have had breast cancer twice, and I do have to go for blood workups a few times a year to monitor that along with the medications I'm taking for high blood pressure and cholesterol.
Governor Walker is proposing to add money to Medicaid to make up for federal stimulus aid that will end in June. This prevents even more severe cuts, says Lynn Breedlove of Disability Rights Wisconsin.
We have to acknowledge the fact that the governor is putting some extra state tax dollars into the program to try to reduce the number of cuts that have to be made, so I think that's a positive thing. On the other hand, this freezing of family care is certainly a negative development.
Family care is the main way elderly and those with disabilities receive long-term care in 80% of the state. About $110 million of the governor's proposed Medicaid savings come from this program.
So that's going to be bad news for people in those counties who were on the waiting list, but were pretty hopeful that they were going to get services soon. And now what the governor's proposing is to pretty much put them on hold.
The legislature still needs to take up the governor's budget, so any final changes to the state's Medicaid program are a ways off. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.